Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on Sunday, June 8, 2025. Our guest preacher is Pastor Doug Liston.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The introduction here says, though the disciples struggle with Jesus' nature and identity, they receive the promise that they too will be identified with God and God's mission. Though he must leave them now, Jesus promises the coming of the Advocate, whom God will send to comfort and enlighten them. A reading from John. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to Philip, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from the risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. It's been a strange time right now. Can I ask a dumb question? I remember saying that when I was little, and whoever I asked that of said, "There is no such thing as a dumb question." I'm not sure I totally believe that, but I think it applies to our gospel text this morning. You see, Thomas, one of my favorite disciples, asked Jesus, he says, "Can you show us the Father?" Now, that's not a dumb question. A lot of times we look down upon the disciples, I think. We look down upon them because, well, a lot of times they're asking Jesus questions and getting answers, and they still don't get it. If you've heard me preach before, I probably said at one point in a sermon that Peter is the disciple with the foot-shaped mouth, because he's always sticking his foot in his mouth. He's always doing something that honks Jesus off. But there are questions that we need to ask. There's questions that can help us understand better. And so I'm going to take this time this morning to talk about some of the questions that, for me, popped up in our gospel text this morning. The first question is, what does it mean when Jesus refers to God as Father? Well, in Jesus' day, that would have been considered blasphemy. To consider God your Father? That you were God's Son? In Jesus' day, in the Jewish community, that would have gotten him probably ridden out of town, at the very least. Could have been very, very difficult. But for Jesus, that relationship between himself and God is so important. That relationship is important for us too as well, that we have a relationship with God, a relationship that we can talk to God whenever we want, whenever we need. We can ask God for help. We can ask God to be with us. We can ask God to walk beside us in the midst of all the stuff that's going on in our lives. So being in a relationship with the Father was so important to Jesus. He tells the disciples, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Relationship is important. The second question that I had when I read this text this week was, he tells the disciples that they're going to be able to do even more impressive stuff than he has. Greater things. Seems pretty amazing, doesn't it? I'm sure it frightened the disciples somewhat. Because, well, they'd seen him do some pretty amazing things. Casting out demons, changing water into wine, healing the sick, curing the blind. And yet here Jesus is telling them that they're going to be doing even more amazing stuff than that. What does that mean? I think the most amazing thing that the disciples were able to do after Jesus left was the same thing that gathers us here today. Create the church. Church with a capital C. The World Christian Church. Now, as Jesus is talking to them, they got to be wondering, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? That leads me to the third question. What is this spirit that Jesus is sending when he leaves? And why is it called the Advocate? So the disciples are asking themselves, how are we going to do this? Jesus knows what they're thinking. He says, what's going to happen is the Father is going to send you an advocate. Now that word advocate, we still use it today. But we often think when we hear Jesus tell us that they're sending the advocate to us, is that the advocate is going to advocate or stand up for us. But Jesus reminds them that's not what the Holy Spirit is about. The Holy Spirit is about being there to guide them in the path that God wants them to go, to remind them of the things that Jesus has taught them, to keep them on that straight and narrow path so that they don't stray and get lost. The advocate is there to help give them the courage to go on in the midst of everything that's going to go on. And there's going to be some pretty tough stuff happening to the disciples. If you remember, there's only one disciple that dies as an old man in his sleep. All the rest are martyred. All the rest. So there's some pretty tough stuff that they're going to be approaching. But Jesus wants them to know that through this relationship that they'll have with the Holy Spirit, that breath that came upon Pentecost, that breath of fire and rush of power and courage, that they're going to be able to accomplish everything that God sets before them. You are able to accomplish everything that God sets before you. Sounds like a pretty tall order, doesn't it? But that's what the Spirit of God is all about. To help guide you, if necessary, push you in the direction that you should go. I wasn't always a pastor. I didn't feel called to become a pastor until I was in my very late 40s. I retired, quote unquote, retired from what I was doing and went to seminary. Not because, well, people ask me, why did you become a pastor? I say, you can only run away from God so long before God picks up a 2x4 and smacks you between the eyes and says, listen up, I've got something for you to do. Have you ever heard God calling you to do something in your life? It might be taking a big step into the unknown. And when you step into the unknown, it can be frightening. But remember that if God is calling you there, God has gone before you to prepare the way for you. And the final question that I thought about this week with the text that we have is peace. Jesus has told them that he's leaving them his peace. What does that mean? It's not going to be an easy way for them, for the disciples. It's not always an easy way for us. Being Christian never promised us that everything would be simple and go our way. But the peace of God is a peace that dwells within us, a peace that gives us an opportunity to know that no matter what we're going through, we're not going through it alone. God's peace is a peace that can surround us and grows even stronger in community like this. It grows even stronger when we're together. We support one another with God's peace. We give thanks with one another for God's peace. As you go from here today, it's my prayer for you that you will seek out opportunities to follow God's Spirit into places you might not often go. To follow God's Spirit wherever it leads you. Wherever that rush of the Pentecost wind will take you. I came in this morning and I saw these kites. I thought, those are awesome. How does a kite stay up there? When you fly a kite, how does it stay up there? The wind. The wind can be a very powerful thing, can't it? The wind can do amazing things. It can fly a kite. It can uproot an entire tree. I had a tree fall over in my yard about a month ago from the wind. Just from the wind. God's Spirit comes to us as the wind, either as a gentle breeze or as the rush of power and might that God alone can provide. So seek out places where God's wind is pushing you and follow there so that you can change the world one little bit at a time. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.